Okay, we're finally continuing on the keys. We're going to the second key. We took quite a bit of time on the first one. We'll have to make an abridgment on a number of them to get through them all here. But we'll see what we can do. Make sure we get to number 12 by Sunday night for sure. The second one, what is the key word to the second one?
Judgment.
Who can tell me?
Judgment.
What?
Judgment.
Judgment. Well, isn't that a bad thing to judge people?
No.
It can be bad if you are not putting yourself in their shoes.
Yeah, right. It can be bad, but you know the problem with the general public as a whole—they're very black and white. They like things in black and white. They say right or wrong, good or bad. So when some people say that judgment is bad, they think, well, all judgment is bad then. But judgment is really a bad thing. And that's what a lot of people have in their mind. And they get that from the scripture that Jesus gave. Can anyone quote us approximately what Jesus gave in the scripture?
Do not judge unless you're judged.
Judge not lest ye be judged. What else?
For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged.
Right. Phil's got it right. With what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. Now, is that saying all judgment is evil? Or is that saying what happens when you do judge? What judge are the answers to that question? What did he say?
He said, judge righteously.
Right. So, in other words, he's not saying that judgment is evil. They picked that one word, two words, judge not. It starts out, judge not. And so a lot of people take just those two words out of context. And they think, well, judgment is bad. We shouldn't judge anything. And it's just a negative thing to judge people or judge anything. Just because of those two words, they don't read the rest of the words. The rest of the words are the key. Judge not, lest ye be judged. For which judgment you judge, you shall also be judged. So what's Jesus really saying there? Who wants to tell me?
Be wise.
Karma.
Karma? Yeah, he's talking about karma.
I think if you want...
How is he explaining how karma works out?
If you want other people...
Balance.
To be
balance?
If you want other people to be compassionate towards you, you need to be compassionate towards them.
Yeah? Any other comments? What's he really saying about judgment?
Both being.
Yeah, Joshua.
To judge righteously.
Right, to judge righteously because of why?
Because you would want to be judged righteously ultimately.
Right, in other words, he's saying, with what judgment you judge, you will be judged back. In other words, he's not saying do not judge. He's saying be careful how you judge. Because if you judge other people unrighteously, you will be judged unrighteously. If you judge other people correctly and righteously, you will be judged equivalently. In other words, he's given the message of karma. He's saying that cause and effect is the rule here. If you create a cause, you will have a similar effect produced. So if you judge somebody as being evil when they're not evil, then the time will come when people will judge you to be evil when you're not evil. If you judge people to be good when they are truly good, then you will be judged good when you are truly good. So he's telling you that when you judge other people, you are going to be judged as you are judged. Does that not make sense? Now that makes a lot more sense than just the black and white, judge not. And so people say we shouldn't judge anything. During a typical day, we make all kinds of judgments. For instance, as soon as you get out of bed or the alarm goes off, you have to make a judgment whether you're going to sleep another 5 minutes or get up right then. And then after you do get up, you take a shower, you're going to have to make a judgment as to how hot the water is, how long you're going to stay in the shower. Then you comb your hair and you make a judgment as how your hair is going to look. Then when you drive to work, you make judgments about how you're going to steer the car and what speed you're going to go. We make all kinds of judgments during the day. So when people tell you to judge not, I mean, it's got to be the stupidest misunderstanding in the history of humanity that you can't judge anything. Because we make hundreds of judgments every day. You sit down to dinner, you make a judgment about which foods you're going to eat, how much of each food you're going to eat, how much liquid you're going to drink, which liquids you're going to drink. You make all kinds of judgments. Judgments about talking to your spouse at dinner, or your partner, or your whoever you eat dinner with, about what you're going to say. Judgments about, well, what I say hurt their feelings. Well, maybe I better not say this, it might hurt their feelings, so I will approach this subject very delicately. So you make judgments about your conversations with your spouse, your friends. You make judgments about everything. So what is this idea about judge not? What does it mean? What should we actually judge not? Because there's hundreds of things every day that happen in our lives that require a judgment. And we can't judge not, or we can't even live. So what is it that we're supposed to judge not? Let's get some feedback on this. What should we not judge?
The worth of other souls.
What?
The worth of other souls.
Oh, that's a good criteria. We don't judge things that determine the worth of other souls. Joshua?
Things that we don't have adequate information to make a correct judgment on.
Okay, Joshua says things that we don't have adequate information to make judgments on. That's good. Anything else?
Intentions of others.
What's that? What's
the intentions of others.
Right, judgments about the intentions of others. We may not understand what others are actually thinking. And if we judge their thoughts when we don't really know their thoughts, that's not a good thing to do, because if we're not sure of what somebody is thinking, we just should ask them. Okay, anything else?
Yeah. Well, choices that other people make.
What?
Choices. You might make a choice, and I might judge it, but I don't know why you made that choice. I wasn't you.
Okay, well, people make choices. Judging their choices, we don't know what they're thinking at that time. Anything else?
I think there's a difference between judgments that's based on an emotional level and one that's based on a mental level.
Yeah, there's a different judgments on different levels, emotional and mental and spiritual. Anything else?
I was thinking that when they said judgment like that, they were saying more don't condemn. You know, dumping negative energy on someone is how I thought that was translated, like in the Greek, whatever, telios.
Okay, I think Rebecca hit on the core thing, is that there's a positive and negative judgments. There's positive judgments where you just assess the situation and you make a judgment to the best of your ability with sincerity. Like when you're driving a car, you make the best judgments as to everything you can do to avoid an accident on the way to work or whatever. Okay, that's positive judgments. But let's say your kid doesn't perform the way you want, and let's say you tell the kid you're never going to amount to anything. What kind of judgment is that? Is that a positive or negative judgment?
Very negative.
That's very, very negative, especially with a young child. So this is what Jesus was warning us about. He was warning us to not make judgments and to be careful, of our judgments, because if we make a negative judgment like we were just talking about, then when you are reborn and you're a little kid, you'll have a dad that will tell you you don't amount to anything, and your life will be handicapped for the rest of your life. So in other words, beware of how you judge. You have to be careful. He didn't say don't judge anything, but be careful how you judge, because however you judge, it will come back and you will be judged in a similar way.
So pass forward what you want to get back.
Right. So if you judge people, if you have a child and you judge him positively, and you say, well, you know, let's say he's not performing well in a certain area. Instead of saying you're never going to amount to anything, let's say you judge him this way. Let's say, well, you did this, but you know, there's people that are champions that started out worse than you, and they performed well, and they excelled, and you can do the same thing. Okay? Now, if you present that type of judgment to the kid, do you think that would produce any negative karma for yourself? No. Then you'd wind up in maybe your next life having a parent that encourages you to succeed, even though you're bungling everything. Even though you're not doing very good, you have a parent that cheers you on, and because of the faith in the parent, you ultimately do succeed. Because we have a tremendous influence on each other. It's amazing how much influence we have on each other. This is why the gathering together of a good group like we have here is a very positive thing, because everybody reinforces each other with positive judgment. I haven't seen anybody criticize anybody else with any negative judgments since we've been here. It's just all been positive. We all think positive thoughts of each other, and all generating good karma, good feeling, and this is the way it should be. And this is the way it should be in families. This is the way it should be in nations. And unfortunately, this nation has really fallen off the cliff, haven't they? We have conservatives and liberals judging each other as being servants of Satan. I mean, both of them see the other side as representing the devil himself. And this is a very dangerous situation we're in, where both sides see the other side as being evil. It's kind of unfortunate, but on the other hand, it also presents an opportunity for turning point, and the fact that this point of tension can only go on so long, and there's going to be a lot of people that are thinking, this can't go on. You know, this has to change. We have to have goodwill. We have to promote good feeling toward each other. I mean, we can't hate each other forever. I mean, because somebody else thinks differently than me doesn't mean he's evil. He may be misled, but being misled is not evil. And maybe I'm the one that's misled. Maybe that's what people need to ask themselves also. Which nobody asks themselves that. Maybe 1 out of 1,000 people ask themselves, am I the one that's misled? No, everybody's sure that they understand what's the right path. It's the other guy, okay? Especially politically. You see anybody in politics that is asking, well, maybe I'm the one that's wrong. When have you ever seen a politician do that? Is anybody? Anybody? Nobody raising their hand heard any thing about that? I certainly haven't. But yeah, these politicians, they never ask that question. They never ask, well, what if I'm wrong? They don't think that at all. They never consider the possibility that they could be wrong. They think they are always right. Both sides are that way. They both think they're right. Neither one of them asks if they could be wrong. so they judged the other side to be in league with the devil himself. And it's kind of a dangerous situation for a country, but it can only go so far. And once it goes so far, then the people start to wake up in the middle. The people that are in the middle start to wake up and say, this is crazy, you know, let's do something about it. And this is what hopefully will happen, is the people in the middle will wake up and say, hey, we can't judge each other to be evil. Maybe misled, because if two people disagree, either one is misled and one is right, or they're both wrong. I mean, it has to be one of those things. Can't be, they both cannot be right if they disagree. Either one is right, one is wrong, or they're both wrong. And so this is what people have to come to. And then they have to analyze. Well, let's analyze these people. And this has to be done by the people in the middle that are dispassionate. And so they have to look at these things and say, well, what's right and what's wrong? And let's make a judgment. Let's make a judgment as to where the truth is. And this is the idea behind the middle way. And it goes back to the story of the Buddha that we left off at